summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Greg. Over the weekend, China announced a GDP growth target of about 6.5%, and this is very different from their previous targets of citing a range of between 6 and 7%. How significant is this adjustment?
Yes, good morning, Julian. Thanks for having me. It's a very exact number, isn't it, in a world of uncertainty and, you know, when it comes to the various moving parts of the Chinese economy. I think there's a real signal to markets from the president and from the authorities in Beijing that in this really important political year, China is going to continue to stimulate its economy, even though it does face headwinds with housing and credit, and with those state-owned enterprises, which I think that the president wants to get to eventually. But it's a good sign that that growth is going to be strong. That's good for our region and for the globe.
Does this suggest a more some degree of cautiousness on the part of the Chinese authorities, because people are still talking about a hard landing?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? I think that the worry about the hard landing is something that's persisted for many years. And, you know, in 2016, there was definitely a soft spot in the Chinese economy that got people worried. The authorities stimulated, the currency was let to weaken a little bit to provide its own level of stimulus. But I think that the notion of a hard landing is something that I'm not worried about in 2018, but because there is some real structural issues that need to be dealt with, 2018 and 2019 are something that you know, it could come to the fore.
So what do you think are some of these structural issues? Because they're going to have the 19th Communist Party Congress scheduled for later this year. What other signs are you looking out for in China, the China story perhaps, that would offset some of these structural issues?
Yeah, so the best indicators, I think, for the Chinese economy are going forward are inflation and the purchasing managers' indexes, which are measures of both in the services sector and in the manufacturing sector of what companies are going to do in terms of investment and their buying habits and those kind of things. Inflation, has come back in China over the last sort of 9 months. We did have a period where the PPI, which is producer prices, were down for the best part of 4 years in a row, but they've come back with gusto and are rising. I'm an economist that believes that inflation is a real sign of aggregate demand. So I'll be watching both PPI and consumer prices very closely, and then I'll be watching the PMIs to see if there's any indication that perhaps that part of the economy is slackening off, because that's then important for consumers, it's important for jobs, and in this next year, as you say, with the 19th Congress coming up at the end of the year, it's going to be very important for President Xi's getting ready for his next five-year term.
Now, the U.S. and Donald Trump also have cited plans for a reflationary path. What do you think is the net result for global economic growth from the world's two largest economy, the U.S. and China?
Well, if they can both execute on their plans, it's going to be fabulous for the globe. 2016, I think, was the worst year for the global economy in terms of growth since about 2009. So the fact that both the US and China are on a stimulatory path this year has to have spillover effects into the rest of the global economy. So, you know, whether it's for Malaysia or the rest of Asia or down here in Australia or Europe, the signs are that we're going to get a nice little uptick in global growth over the next sort of 12 to 18 months as a result.
Janet Yellen over the weekend also hinted for a red interest rate hike as very likely, and market is factoring in about 3 to 4 rate hikes this year. Is this something that you agree with, and what are you looking forward to?
Yes, I thought that if you look at where the U.S. economy is now, and then throw a Trump stimulus, then 3 to 4 rate hikes is on the money. If you use a simple rule of where monetary policy should be in the U.S. at the moment, something like the Taylor rule, that suggests rates should be probably 2% higher than where they are now. So 4 rate hikes is only probably 1%. So I do think the Fed is going to move it in that path. Janet Yellen signaled that March is probably going to be the first one. That buys them time to then assess over the course of the rest of the year whether they need to do another 2 or another 3.
Greg, there's also a lot of worry about rising protectionism in the United States. Will this offset some of those inflationary advantages that you spoke about earlier?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. If you look at what the president or the administration has done since they've taken office, their deeds are very different from their rhetoric. So I know it's still only early days, what are we, 6 weeks in, but I'm hopeful that the calmer heads, including some US industry that does import a lot, will win the day and temper any overt aggression or the type of overt aggression that we could have from the administration. That's not to say that the US won't still target Mexico, won't still target China, but I don't expect that things will be as bad as they could be, because US industry itself gains from globalization.
Thank you so much, and that was Greg McKenna, Chief Market Strategist at ExiTrade in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from flavor-filled Slurpee and Big Gulp drinks, crisp coconut water, energizing cold brew and hot coffee, fresh organic cold-pressed juices, invigorating energy drinks, cooling Pure Leaf iced tea, refreshing Arrowhead 100% natural still and sparkling mountain spring water, plus many more, only at participating 7-Eleven stores.